Welcome to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast, the voice of hockey in America, with your host, Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine.
Welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Today we're joined by Cole Caulfield, who is tearing it up this year as a member of the U.S. Under-18 national team, playing with the National Team Development Program out in Plymouth, Michigan. Hey, Cole, thanks for taking the time.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's a great time of year with USA Hockey National Championships are underway all across the country. You're no stranger to Nationals, having played with Team Wisconsin at several of them. What are some of your fondest memories of Nationals?
I would probably just say, like, the time you spend with your team. You know, it's a special tournament to make. And when you get there, I mean, it doesn't happen often. So, like, you got to take every moment for, you know, it's a special moment whenever you get there. And I'd probably just say, like, spending time with your teammates, because that's going to be the stuff that you remember for your entire life.
Well, the one thing I remember is being behind the goal in 2017 when you scored the game winner in overtime to beat Shattuck St. Mary's, punch Team Wisconsin's ticket to the finals. Do you remember that game and in that moment?
yeah, for sure. I mean, it was a big win for our team, and you know, it's something that I'll never forget. A kid on my team now, Cam York, was on the Shattuck team that we beat. So, I mean, it still gets brought up every once in a while. You know, it was just a surreal moment for me and my team. And like I said, it's one of those things that you just never forget.
Oh, no question, no question. You know, how did playing against some of the top talent or from around the country at Nationals give you the confidence to know that you could really make it at the next level?
I think just, like, being able to play with, like, older and stronger kids ever since a young age of mine was, you know, it's just, like, helped me out and grow as a player and as a person. So I think that helps. And then, like, playing with good players, too. You know, obviously it was a lot of fun just, you know, being on, you know, a more mature team. And, you know, we had a lot of fun with it. We had great coaching and, you know, it was just a lot of fun.
No question. Well, I want to go fast forward a little bit to the night this year, March 15th, when you and Jack Hughes teamed up to break a couple of NTDP records on the same play. That goal that you scored, which was your sixth of the game, you broke a record for the most goals scored at the NTDP. It must be kind of mind-blowing to think about some of the players that have been at the program that you've passed.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, just being mentioned with those great names, it's obviously a really big accomplishment for me. You know, I couldn't have done it without my teammates and coaches, so I give all the credit to them. And, you know, it's very, you know, humbling for me to be mentioned in those names, like I said. And, you know, it's a great honor and something that I've really worked for.
Oh, no question, no question. Well, have you taken the time to really appreciate the magnitude of all that you've accomplished in Plymouth through the goal-scoring record in terms of how you've helped raise the bar and the legacy that you and your teammates are leaving with the program?
Yeah, I mean, like, our team's amazing. Like, you come to the rink every day, you know, you want to be there with those guys. You know, you're 21 of my best friends, and, you know, just coming to the rink every day with them and going to school, you know, you just build that bond with them that, you know, you can't build anywhere else. So I think, like, yeah, our team's doing a really good job. I think it's, like, the behind-the-scenes stuff that nobody really sees. It's how close we are as a team. And, you know, it's like a brotherhood, as most people say. So I think we have a special group here. We've done some pretty special things, but the work's not over. We got a big tournament coming up, too.
No question. Well, you were among the players to appear on the March cover of USA Hockey Magazine, touting this as the special team that it is. With all that you've accomplished individually and as a team, and with all the talk about the upcoming NHL draft and the prospects of at least eight of you guys going, hearing your name called in the first round, how do you guys stay grounded and focused on taking care of business day in and day out?
For us, I think it's just the fact that we always love the game, and, you know, that part obviously comes along with it, but, you know, it's always in the back of our minds for sure, but, you know, we try not to think about it. It's really special to be mentioned in that category. But, you know, all the guys on our team deserve, you know, a lot of, you know, big status, too. Like, it's not just us that helps our team win. It's everyone. And, you know, I think just every day, like, just trying to get better and do the little things that you can. You know, pay off in the long run if you're doing the right things every day. And, I think, yeah, we all think about it a lot. But, you know, there's nothing we can control. We just got to do our part and play our game.
Oh, no question. Well, I wanted to just at this moment, I wanted to ask you real quickly about Daryl Nelson and his impact on the program and his impact on you personally and the work that he's helped put in off the ice and in the weight room.
Yeah, for sure. Like he's been there a really long time, and you know when you go there, you know it's him that's just pushing you know off the ice, and it's a really special thing that he does here for us. You know, he's done a lot for our team and past teams, and he's done a lot for me personally. I think coming in as a smaller guy, you know, it's something that you really want to work on, you know, off the ice strength. So I think what he's done for us and for our team is just really special, and we've all grown in the weight room, and, you know, he's a big part of that, and, you know, he's a great guy too, and, you know, we pay a lot of respect to him for our success on the ice, because he does a lot that, you know, might not just really get mentioned and with his name, just because it's not like he's not like a coach or anything. It's kind of just more behind the scenes.
Oh, no question. That's a great way to put it. He's meant a lot to so many players at the NTDP. Well, you know, you mentioned this earlier. We're heading down the home stretch, and you've got a big tournament coming up, the IIHF Under-18 World Championships. You guys came so close last year. What's the feeling heading into this year's tournament?
I think for us, it's just like, you know, our coach always says you can just rely on your training. And, you know, we've spent these last 2 years building for this one tournament. And, you know, we know we can do it in the room. We have the players and the depth and the coaching staff to do it. We all know how to get it done. And, you know, with the players that played in it last year, I think we know that we have some experience and we know what it takes and what we have to expect going in. And it's just a one-game set, so I mean, anyone can beat anyone at that tournament, so we just got to go into it, you know, like every game could be your last, and, you know, we have a great team, and we're really excited and looking forward to it.
I would imagine coming home with the gold medal would be the crowning jewel to what has been a pretty nice career at the NTDP.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing you really come here for, is that gold medal. You're 18 year old. You know, being a part of that second place team for the medal last year, I mean, you still think about it every day when you come to the rink, and you know, it's kind of a good thing for us this year. Like, you know, we want to get that revenge, and it's a new team, and we got a lot of players that can do really great things. So I think, that's what you're gonna be remembered for, is if you won that tournament. So, I mean, we all know it's a huge deal. Us in our country, and I think with the amount of pride and you know the work we put in every day, it's going to be a huge accomplishment if we can get that done.
Oh, absolutely! I'm sure you'll have a whole country pulling for you when you head overseas. Looking ahead, you'll be playing next year at the University of Wisconsin. I would imagine that must be a dream come true for a hockey player growing up in the Badger State.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a great place to play and a great place to go to school, and my brother also goes in right now too, so that's exciting for, you know, me and my family. They're not too far of a drive from there, so they'll get to come to all of our games and stuff. And you know, they got a great coaching staff and a great team for us next year. And like Alex Turcotte and Lindmark going in from the team that we have right now, it's just, you know, we're a young team, but we got a lot of exciting young players coming in. I think we're gonna have a lot of success.
No question. Well, hey, speaking of your family, earlier this year we ran a feature story in USA Hockey Magazine about how deep the hockey bloodlines run in the Caulfield family, starting with your grandfather, who was a pioneer in the state of Wisconsin, and obviously your dad, Paul, who was a great college player in his own right, and then now you and your brother. Have you ever take the time to really think about the family, the Caulfield family tradition, and helping to keep that moving forward into the future?
Yeah, I mean, it all started with my grandpa. He passed away this last summer, and, you know, it really hit home for me there, like, you know, how special he was to me and our family. He just meant a lot. He kind of got our family into the game of hockey, and obviously started my dad, and he got into it, and, you know, he just kind of passed on to us, and, you know, I didn't really realize how special my grandpa was to, you know, the hockey part of our family. He's an amazing guy, and someone that I love very much. And, you know, I think you, when I realized the amount of stuff he did for hockey and in his community and hockey as a whole, like, it really just, you know, made me think about him even more every day when I go to the rink and stuff. So I think what he did for our family and what my dad's done for us as a family and for me and my brother has just been huge for us growing up. And, like, he's a rink manager, so we were always around the rink growing up. And he also coached us, too. So I think his love for the game kind of just passed down to us. And also there was my grandpa, so I couldn't thank them enough.
Oh, no question. I mean, when you think about all the great things your dad has done and your grandpa's done, I mean, that's very, very good way to put it. I mean, not only impacting you and your brother, but also so many kids around the state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. He was a great guy. And, you know, as time goes, like, I keep learning even more about him and what he does for all these young kids, you know, even for free. Like, he ran a hockey camp for free for kids, and I think that's so special what he did, because he was just how much he loved the game, and he just passed down, you know, his knowledge to younger kids. And, you know, it just showed me how much the game meant to him, and, you know, it means so much to me now, too.
Well, no question. Well, you know what? Watching you play night after night, I mean, obviously you're, you know, it's a great tribute to his passion and his love of the game, and you're carrying that on along with your brother. So, I want to thank you very much for the time and wish you well this weekend in your games and wish you well at the IIHF Under 18 World Championships and into the future.
Thank you very much. It was great being on here.
Great. Well, thanks everybody for listening to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast.
You've been listening to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast produced by Norman Hayward and Jeff Carpenter. Be sure to follow us on usahockeymagazine.com, as well as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks for listening.